apologies are for wimps, right? I mean, real men don't say sorry, do they? Well, nothing could be further from the truth. One of the most masculine exercises you can engage in is to repent, because it takes a tremendous amount of honesty, of courage, of strength, of perseverance, and of determination. Real men repent. Now, in the last video, we looked at faith, and I want to say this to you. Repentance always accompanies faith. If you look at Jesus' first sermon, it was repent and believe the gospel. Repent and believe the gospel. It wasn't just turning to Christ, it was turning from sin. These two always go together. They're like two sides of the one coin. And if you lose one side, the coin is of no value whatsoever. So repentance always accompanies faith. You can't say, I believe, if you're not saying, I repent. Repent and believe, repent and believe is like the heartbeat of Christian manhood and Christian leadership. It pumps energizing oxygen and power into every part of your being. Repent and believe. But repentance also rebuilds manhood, rebuilds masculinity. Why do I say that? Well, if you think about this, sin, the opposite of repentance, sin offends God. And God is our only hope of flourishing and growing in this life. And if we're living a life that is offending Him, we're offending our only hope of flourishing and thriving. Second, sin weakens us. No one has ever been made more manly, more godly, stronger by sin. No, sin emasculates us. Sin dehumanizes us. But also, sin destroys our example. We're wanting to be a leader of others. They're not going to follow us. If they see we're not following Christ, if they see we are enslaved to sin. So repentance rebuilds our manhood by turning us away from the sin which offends God, which weakens us, and which destroys the power of our example. But repentance also empowers obedience. It's not just we turn from sins, we move away from sins. Repentance is another side to it. We turn to the opposite of the sin. So repentance, yes, delivers us, but it delivers us to something. So it's not just stopping bad stuff, it's starting good stuff. It's not just about negatives, it's also about positives. Repentance empowers obedience. So your homework, your action for this week is this. What is the biggest sin in your life? Name it. Even write it down. Look at it. See how detestable it is in God's sight and pray that He'd give you a similar abhorrence of that sin. And resolve by God's grace to fight against it with all your might and with all God's might too. And turn to the opposite of it. So if your sin, your big sin is anger, then start practicing kindness. If your big sin is pornography, then start treating the woman in your life with dignity and respect and love. Real men repent.